Okay, Sunday night, the sixth shir of the winter, Tavshin Samach Tes, 18th shir in Perek Dalet, Shara Bitochon, believe it or not, Ilui Nishmas Chaim Avraham Reb Nosson. Chaim Avraham Reb Nosson. I'm sorry. I gathered it down too quickly. Platos Hakumbus, Chaim Ephraim Reb Nosson. Okay, and we're on in the Sefer. I'm using it's page Kufnun Aleph. It's in the fourth paragraph, which discusses Bitachon with different relationships. We're up to the with different situations. We're up to the fourth situation, which is has to do with mitzvahs. What is the bitachon hishtadlus interplay when it comes to mitzvahs? And he says there's mitzvahs that have to do with nobody. They just it's private, it's personal. He gave davening, fasting, sitting in a sukkah. Maybe we'll even say ben adam lamokom is maybe a shorthand way of referring to it. And of course, chayvus halvavos. In this first category, he doesn't want other people to be involved. So it's just you. You're going to do the mitzvah, you're going to violate the Aveira, or you're not going to do the mitzvah, or you're not going to violate the Aveira. So he says, and as I said last week, he starts off with a prayer to Hashem that he should say MS, because he's going to say something now that's maybe not. It's going to sound logical because the way he puts it down, it's so logical. So you say, boy, how can I argue with this? But he's obviously saying something that he felt was of some import and maybe even a bit radical or a bit revolutionary, perhaps, because he says, like, I hope I'm saying the MS and I pray to Hashem that I shouldn't be making a mistake. Okay? So he says, V'hu she'amasa ha'mishmas v'hamari, to choose whether or not you're going to listen to Hashem, to do the mitzvah, or not, fakert, mered, lo yitochnu la'odom, they don't happen, it doesn't come together, ela bihikavetz, bihiskavetz shlosha dvorim, three things have to come together. Ho'echod, b'chirus ha'mishmas, l'shem, yis'ale b'machshavto u'matzpono, the choice, at some point, this is like the kishkas of the ego. And this is the choice. You make that choice. You know, should I get up? Shouldn't I get up? Should I get angry? Shouldn't I get angry? Should I yell? Shouldn't I yell? Should I, you know, all the... That kernel of Bechira, that's number one. You have to make a decision. Hasheni, after the decision comes, HaKavono V'Hayozmo L'Hotzi L'Pol L'Samayseh. So he decided to get up. And then there's always a game plan. Right? You can jump out of bed, or you could take it slow. You go outside and you want to do something, and you say, I'm going to go to a shir, or I'm going to not talk Lashon Hara. Right? So he says, as we encapsulate it all together, if I tell you a person does something, I davened this morning. So you say, okay, that's very wonderful. You davened this morning. That's all you did. So the Chavis Halvavos says that when you analyze every action of a person, it's really every action, it doesn't have to be a mitzvah. Every action of a person, he says, has three distinct parts to it. And he's going to deal with each of the parts. The one part is when you make your decision to do it. The second part is when you plan how you're going to do it. How is that, whatever you decided, how is that going to be mitgashen? How are you going to do it, b'poil? What's the game plan? How are you going to effect it? How are you going to make sure it happens? And number three is the doing of it, right? So there's... When we do something, Chavis Halvavos says, you know something? It's like analyzing every time we do something, it has three parts to it. The decision to do it, the plan how you're going to do it, I'm going to pick up that cup. So this decision to pick it up. The plan is I'm going to stretch out my hand and I'm going to grab hold of it. That's the plan. How am I going to pick up the cup? And then there's the action of picking up the cup. So the Chavis Halvada says, V'hine, asher einam nalomim lonu mehem, k'gon b'chivis ha-mishmaz v'ha-mari. That we know for sure. The decision and the game plan, ha-b'chivis ha-mishmaz, when you choose to listen, v'ha-mari, and chalila, the opposite, the Yozma Apu'ula, and the game plan, and how you're going to do it, Hareal Bitochon al Hashem Bekach, if you have Bitochon in Hashem when it comes to this, To'us, it's a mistake, a sichlus, and foolishness. If you wake up in the morning and open your eyes, and you say, should I get out of bed? You know what? Whatever Hashem decides, he'll do. I'm relying on Hashem. However that plays out. So, that's a mistake. He says it's tolos, it's a mistake, the sichlus, and it's foolishness. Ki Hashem yisalek kvar mosar biyodenu b'chiras mishmato umerio. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us as he wants us to choose. You can't rely on Hashem that you're going to do the right thing. You can't say, I'm putting myself in the hands of Hashem. If he wants me to pay my worker, I'll pay my worker. That's not Hashem's job. And Hashem gave us the Torah and he wrote, with all that we're talking about, this is the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. With all that we're talking about and how powerful Hashem is, a person has Bechira, and a person has to make that Bechira. Lo mosalonu haf'olas ha-maisa v'mishmas u'v'mari ki'im besibol shehim. The third thing is already up to Hashem. Whether you're going to carry out and do the mitzvah is up to Hashem. You can't. That's already something outside the person. What's inside the person, what's given over to a person, is the choice. The game plan, how to carry out, because that's megashem, the choice. That makes it real. You know, I could say, okay, I'm gonna daven full shachris today, not skip anything. So that's really, without a game plan, that's like a meaningless thing. Right? You know, you can't daven. You have to have a game plan. Okay, I'll do this, I'll do that, yeah. And then I'll have a block of time to daven in. I'm not saying you have to do that. Everything, but whether you're going to be successful, even in mitzvahs, I don't know that I'll be able to. That is Hashem, right? Even if you say something, put on tefillin. I'm going to put on tefillin tomorrow. It's not true. All that I can't. It's foolishness and silliness and wrong to have bitachon in Hashem in the first two things. I'm going to leave it up to Hashem to decide if I should put on tefillin tomorrow. If Hashem wants, I'm going to end up in the shul and I'll be on time and I'll put on tefillin. I'm doing it. If Hashem, right? Hashem, I'm leaving it up to Hashem. That's also, and that's wrong, and that's foolish. It's not up to Hashem. Hashem made a world that you have to make these decisions. But will I be able to, putting on tefillin, you know, chalila, a person can get paralyzed. He could want to put on tefillin. He could have a game plan how he's going to put on tefillin. Doesn't go. He can't put on tefillin. The ultimate success of the action that you're planning and the action that you want to do is the other. It's entirely up to Hashem. Nothing you can bring it about. That's what the Chavis Halevis is like. A powerful point here is that we don't think that way usually. We think we do things, and that's our bechira. Chavis Halevis is being very analytical. He's like physics. He's splitting it up. Everything you do, he's splitting up into three parts: the decision to do, the game plan of how you're going to do it, and the doing of it. He says the first two, don't even mention the word bitachon. I don't want to hear the word bitachon. Hashem put it in your hands. This is much different than Hishtadlus. Hishtadlus is a show, a sham, that Hashem wants us to do because he has his reasons, as we learned. So he wants us to go through this sham, and we think we're creating the wealth, and really he's showering us with wealth. The first two things here are not a sham. Hashem said, I am leaving it up to you. I'm withdrawing from the world. I have nothing to do with this decision. I'm not enabling you. I create the two choices. Right? That's Hashem creates. Hashem writes the script up to the point where you have to decide. And then you have to make your own decision. But the third thing is not you. You want credit for writing a sefer? Your credit is for wanting to do it. Your credit is for planning to do it. But your credit is, because Allah doesn't put much stock in the doing of it. That Hashem enabled you to do it. Outside of us. And sometimes easy come. We'll eat them if tzorim hemi menu, and sometimes it doesn't go. You try to do something, you try to accomplish something, you try to make a thing in the town, and it doesn't go. V'lochein, therefore, you don't get depressed, and you don't get angry, you don't start taking the karma from all the people who messed you up and who made sure that you wouldn't be a success. V'lochein abotech al Hashem b'vechiras ha-mishmas l'Hashem. The Yomar, lo efchar, lo iskavein, lasiyos dover mi mishmas Hashem, ade sheyivchar li mehen mashiyesh bo tovasi. If a person says, like I said before, I'm not going to choose to do good. Hashem will choose for me what's good for me. Hashem will lead me down that path where I can do good things. Hareze toe bishvil hayosher. You're off the derech, you're off the path, you're off the straight and narrow. Umadu ashurov mehaderech hanochon. He's off the proper path. Ki Hashem kvar tzivonu livchers hamaisiv hamishmas. Hashem told us to make the bechira. Uliskavin aleim bishtadlus uviyozmo uvikenus machshava laman shmo yisroman viyisader. And then you have to make a game plan. Chagavavus is like very practical things. You got to make a game plan. If you just have this great idea, and you know, so you have to make a game plan. How are you going to carry it out? And if you don't, it's going to dissipate. Something's going to, and you have to mean to do it. Laman shmo yisrael man v'yisader. Since it's not up to you to decide if you're going to do it or not, you can't create that it be done. So he warns us to do everything laman shmo. If you do things shmo, you'll be successful. If you don't have an agenda, so you can't do. You can only want to do and hope that it happens. And your hope is because Laman Shmo is from Ambi Yisadir. Behold the Anu Shuzeh Ofen HaNochalonu Bolam HaZeh L'Yolam HaBoh V'Yemnisknu HaSibos. If everything clicked V'Nisaf Shiro HaFolas HaMaiseh, it worked, like it got done. V'Mishmas HaShem Asher Kodmo Bechiro Seinu. So we chose to do that way, and we were taka successful, and it worked. It says a tremendous chiddush. Yilonu Shefa Hagmul, the schar that we get for doing the mitzvah, Al Bechiro Seinu, both for our choice, because that was taka ours, as a mishmas, vala yozmo las also. That's the basic idea and the game plan, how you're going to carry it out. And Hashem will give you schar for the actual doing of it. Even though you just got through saying that the person really, right, doesn't do that, like Hashem's holding your hand and making it happen. But he says, you get schar. So the pshat, why you get schar? You know, physically it's you doing it.
You get schar for another one.
He says, for one and two, you for sure get schar. That was your...
If it doesn't come out to fruition, if it doesn't...
That's what he's about to say. Right now he's talking about if it does come out to fruition. If it comes out to fruition, his chiddush is you get schar for the coming out to fruition. Even though he just got through saying Hashem has his cheshbonos. But, you know, in the normal course of events, a lot of times people plan on doing something and then they don't do it. It's not that Hashem doesn't let the effect become accomplished. They don't even do it. They spend their whole lives planning and dreaming and scheming and, you know, thinking lofty thoughts. And one day when they get around to it, you know, they're going to start, you know, being good. But so you plan on doing it. So even though the doing of it, the success of it, is up to Hashem, right? A person goes, collects a lot of money for tzedakah, he has to know it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu that made him successful at collecting tzedakah. It's the same in everything you do. But you'll get your schar. You know, since I think, like, why do you get schar for having accomplished good things in this world? You didn't do it, Hashem did it. You just, like, decided to do it, planned on doing it, so that's the first two. Like, why do you get, probably because, Lamais, it's linked. In other words, if you decided to do it, and you do it, so Hashem makes it successful, but you're still getting schar for the action, for the performance of the act, that's what I would call it. Maybe you don't get schar for the act. You know, you say Hashem made the act occur. I don't get any thanks, but you could. You know, it is Ois Kalam according to the Yaakov. It is you get schar because you. It makes sense what the Chiddush of Avodah says. Let me explain this. You get schar for the first two things because you chose it. You get schar for the third thing. He said Hashem made it be successful. The answer is. In Echnami, you're not getting schar for the success of it, you're getting schar because you went ahead and did it, and that's a third stage. You had to go ahead and do it also. And that, perform it, that's what I mean. Not the English word, not do it in the sense of accomplish it. Do it in the sense of perform the action. Now, do I have to decide I'm going to give tzedakah? And then I make a game plan how I'm going to give it. I'm going to write a check out and put the check in an envelope and put the envelope in the mailbox. And I go ahead and I do that. Now, the success of my getting it into the mailbox is Hashem. That's the Chavis Havodos' point. Once you're talking about the Ivorim Chitzoni and not Bechira, so the success that you got, just like the success of the bread being on the shelf in the store, is Hashem. So the success of this letter with the check being in the mailbox is also Hashem. But, okay, but it's still your decision that performed the act. There's deciding it, the game plan, and then the performance of the act, not the success of the act. So that's why the Chavis Halvodah says you get schar for that.
That's
Mamas, a very excellent question. That's what we're trying to figure out. Why did the Chavis Halvodah say he gets high? So I think is because you went ahead and did it. You get high for the performance of the act. Because that I did. I mean, if Hashem enabled me, my decision resulted in an action. A lot of people decide to do things and they'd love to do things and, you know, we'll call it atzlus, gets the better of them, and they don't do it. They don't do it. In other words, you have to perform the action through which Hashem is going to create, let's say, that these people should get money.
But there were two things, because on the one hand, we might end up having great thoughts but not putting it into action. On the other hand, Hashem might prevent us from
that. Right, so that's what he's going to say. So if Hashem intervened that it wasn't successful, right, so you'll still get schar for performing the act. If something happened, you'll get your schar for bechira and for the planning, and let's learn the next two lines. We said to be a nivsam and a ivarim afalos maaseyim, and if it doesn't come to fruition, yesh lanu gemul habechira vakavoni. You get schar for the first two, kamishu yuskarnu liel. Yeah, but not for the third. Okay, so we're discussing the question now. Why, if you're successful, the Chavis says clearly, if you're not successful, even if it's Hashem that was intervened, Hashem made the poor man not get the money. Hashem, so you don't get schar. You don't get schar for the third thing, because it didn't happen. But you still get schar for the first two, that you, the Bechira angle. So why do you ever get, why do you get schar for it? We're asking a question, if it is successful. If you don't get an onish for it, if it's not successful, why do you get schar if it is successful? So I thought, I said a terrorist, but I'm thinking, but then for the performance of the act, you should get schar even if you're unsuccessful. Mm-hmm. But if you're unsuccessful, he says you don't get schar. Mm-hmm. So maybe he means like this. Remember we learned 2 weeks ago, he was talking about if someone gives you a lot of money, for tzedakah, let's say, or not only for tzedakah, I guess. Someone gives you money, so you thank Hashem, you don't thank him. He didn't do it. But he says certainly you have to turn around and thank him, because he was the instrument, we said, of how Hashem was mashpi onto the world. And that means he's a special person. He's a person that Hashem chooses to make his instrument. Right? So maybe that's what he means here also. If you were ultimately successful, so that means Hashem sees enough in you that he will, that he allowed it to be successful for a reason. You get schar, so to speak, for carrying out Hashem's shlichus. Hashem wanted. So when it's successful, we get schar. Why? Because Hashem, it's like we said, we see that Hashem wants this good deed to happen through you, and to give you schar, and that gives you schar. The good deed. You get your schar in this stage of the three components. You get your schar for having been the instrument of Hashem. That's what I would have to say is Hashem. You get your schar in that way. That's what you're getting schar for. I is Hashem empowered, but Hashem did it for a reason. Hashem did it because he saw you wanted it to happen. Hashem did it because he saw you went out of your way to make it happen. You were most nefesh to make it happen. You know, Hashem sees the struggles that we undergo. And he let it happen, so that's a schar. The bechira is in the first two stages, he says. In the decision and the planning. I call it the decision, choices and a decision, and I call the second thing making it real. Like planning how you're going to carry it out, which is that's something to talk about in itself. But when I, the idea, it's a rather sophisticated idea that if you don't plan how to carry it out, your decision's not worth much. That's really, Chavis is saying that without saying it, but that's what he's doing. He's analyzing, and every time you do something, he's analyzing a person. Every time a person does something, we can split it into three parts: the decision to do it, the game plan, how he's going to accomplish what he wants to accomplish, and then he does the act. The chiddush of the Chavis Halbavitz is that although he says that the success of the third thing is totally up to Hashem, I took a lulav this morning. So Hashem will give me schar for shaking the lulav, even though ultimately the only way I was successful at shaking it is because he enabled it.
Could we say that the way we said that Hashem wanted us punished in his fine with the makos, but he made Paro the instrument because he wanted to punish him. Can we say that he wants us to be rewarded, so he empowers us to do that third step?
That's what you have to say according to the Chayim Sofer, the step. We're getting schar for that third step. As I said before, just like we respect the person that gave us money, tzedakah, let's say, because Hashem made him the instrument, so we see he's doing something right. Hashem made him the instrument of good. So every time we do a good deed, we are the instrument. We're the instrument of good things happening in the world. So you get schar for that. It's not as fundamentally defining of who you are, because it's Hashem doing it, right? But it's still Hashem is saying, you know, you're a good person and this is going to happen. And you brought good into the world. You were poil good. Mashenkin, he says, if it didn't happen, so you'll get schar for number one and number two. But you won't get schar for the third thing. Hashem is refraining from giving you schar. Hashem made it happen in such a way that you won't get that third schar. So the marshal I'm saying now, when it says that if a person couldn't do a mitzvah, right, he tried to do a mitzvah and he was unsuccessful, so he still gets schar, right? So according to the Chayim Shalvodas, that's not even such a big chiddush. Because he gets schar for what really the main schar always is for. He gets schar for the decision and for the planning. The fact that it wasn't successful at the end is almost a minor point. The Gemara makes it into a bigger point. The Gemara says, by Yidden, right, if you chishiv lasos mitzvah lo asa, so Kadosh Baruch Hu's kaveh lo schar. So according to the Chayim Shalvodas, this is not even a chiddush. Right? When the Sfarim talk about it, it's usually a chiddush. Like you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, he gives you schar for machshava tova. According to the Chayim Shalvodas, there's not much of a chiddush. Every time we get schar, it's always for that. And that's the main part of a person's schar. That's the kishkus, right? You made your decision.
It's just a matter like if a person is telling, like say, a mother is out of a country or something, and so a neighbor takes on that she's going to plan the entire Shabbat for them, she's going to cook everything, she's going to take the kids to her house, and everything is to help out. And then all of a sudden the mother comes back to the country early, and so like the plan basically doesn't manifest, but she already made the whole plan, the plan of the food, the this and that, but it doesn't.
So you get schar for the first two. Sorry.
So is that
meaning
it's not successful? She didn't get to cook all the food.
Yeah, I guess there's two types of unsuccessful. Because
there's that type.
But the truth is, I don't think the Chayim Shalvodas is talking about that. Okay. He's talking about you're on your way with the food, and you send it with your child, all the food, and the child trips, and all the food goes smashing all over the floor. That's really what I... He's talking about Hashem, like, maneuver that it shouldn't happen. It could be, and includes your case also, that Hashem, you know, she was supposed to be away, and then she made a decision to come back. The only difference is there's no more reason to do the mitzvah anymore. Like, it's not...
Unless he cooked early.
you know what I'm thinking now? No, we were saying chidushin. We're saying chidushin here. It's a little too pilpul-dick for ladies. Could be your case of the case of the Gemara. It could be your case of the case of the Gemara. And that's a chiddush that you get schar. In other words, you planned on doing a good deed, and then it became not relevant. So you still get schar, the Gemara says, because machshava tova. But the Chayim Shalvodas is talking, when the Chayim Shalvodas would say, of course you get schar, he's talking even like, you thought and you planned, and the only thing that happened is that... Hashem didn't, like, it became irrelevant, right? The kid tripped, the person went away, like, you weren't able to do the tova. Okay, let's continue.
We're also on another level. if a person has the idea that they have to write a book, they have to write something very special to get out to the world, so they write it, and they have it published, everything, but it's the success, no one buys it.
That's what Chazal was talking about.
It's not a success, for sure.
That's the Chazal is talking about. So you have to say, okay, but I get schar because I made a proper decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I get schar because I made a game plan how it's going to happen. My book didn't sell. You say, it's up to Hashem. Everything's totally in mazel. Hashem didn't want it to sell. But the Chazal is pointing out, you will be missing. You'll be missing the schar of, let's say, imparting all that Torah knowledge. Yeah, empowering all those people. So that, and you say to yourself, Hashem didn't want me to have that schar. It's, I don't know, what's not clear to me is that we all know that if a person plans on doing an Aveira and is not able to do it, so the Gemara says he does not get punished for it. Right? Right, Chishuv Adam Masas Aveira. Where am I? I'm getting puzzled looks. Don't you learn Gemara? No, I assumed you came across it in Rashi and Chumash. Like if you mean to do a good deed and you do it, I don't know how the Chavis Halavos will deal with that. That's what I'm. If you plan on doing a good deed and you don't do it, Hashem gives you schar. Machshava Tova Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar Fol Ma'isa. That's a very very famous phrase. So the question is, according to the Chayyus Halvavus, though, Lechora, theoretically at least, you would be punished for the first two things.
But
you made a decision of Ra, of evil.
But isn't it again the concept that you're not punished for something that you didn't actually implement because Hashem rewards for the good and doesn't?
Yeah, but that's what we want to know. According to the Chayyus Halvavus, It should be just as logical. Unless you say it's logical, but he doesn't. And that's the chiddush. And Hashem's rachmonus is that if you didn't... But then it's a little weird, because then the only one that will empower that it should happen is Hashem. Right? If the whole thing wrong with an Aveira is it's... Right, the fact that if Hashem didn't let it happen, then I wouldn't have done an Aveira. This is an Eov, really. I mean, we're getting into really the DMC.
So the woman, she can't wait to tell her best friend the best gossip she just heard, and she can't wait to get to the bar mitzvah to tell her, and the friend doesn't show up. She doesn't get punished because she never told her.
So why wouldn't the Chayyus Halvavus say that there's room to get punished here because you made the wrong decision? The answer is probably that's the chiddush of the Gemara. You made the wrong decision, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not count it unless it's mitkashem into the world of Maisa. Okay,
doesn't it depend on how far you are with the plans to carry it out?
Well, yeah. Okay,
if you just think about it as you make a plan and then you don't do any act to carry it out.
Well, that's the third thing already. Doing the act to carry out the plan is the third thing. And that's what we're struggling with. Chazal makes it sound like you're not involved in the third thing at all. Except that you'll get schar if you did accomplish. So now we're not sure why. Either because...
Are thoughts considered a sin?
Well, that's what we're talking about, mamish.
But
thoughts to do a sin, the Gemara says, is not considered a sin. We're sitting here trying to figure out why, according to the Chodesh Abob, it's not. You made a very bad decision. The answer is that's Adiram, but that you learn from that pasuk. It's a midos. It's like a midos rachmanos. That's like the pasuk is making a saying of chiddush.
Isn't this applying only to mitzvahs ben adam
l'makom? Right now we're talking about ben adam l'makom. He's not involving other people too.
This is different from ben adam.
He's talking about mitzvahs where other people are not involved, because when other people are involved, it gets a little more messy for us, right?
Maybe that's
what you can say, but doesn't think it's